first one goes to Jason Head, 6 years old. Dear Jason, thank you very much for your letter and for your good wishes. I am feeling just fine now and am completely healed. I appreciate your kind words about what we're doing here in Washington. I'll do my best to continue to please you. I enjoyed the pictures you drew of yourself and me, and I'm glad to see you had us both smiling. Thanks again. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Kimberly Wick. Dear Kimberly, how nice it was to get your fine letter. I'm sorry I had to worry all of you so much, but as I said in the hospital, I forgot to duck. I'm glad to hear about Clyde, C-L-Y-D-E. He sounds like quite a dog. I'll look forward to meeting him. Kim, I think you're being very wise with regard to your marriage, and I'm proud of you. It is true that college is a particular way of life, and things do change sometimes once you're away from that lifestyle. We had a great Father's Day at Camp David with Doug and Cindy and Ron and Doria. A little horseback riding, some swimming, and a couple of nights of movies. Kim, I've given your greetings and your love to my girlfriend, put girlfriend in quotes, and she sends hers to you. Again, it was wonderful to get your letter, and we miss you. Love, your dinner partner. That dinner partner's the signature. As a matter of fact, maybe you leave the dinner partner off, and I'll write that. This is to Mrs. Robert Tyson, T-Y-S-O-N. Dear Mrs. Tyson, thank you very much for your letter. I know how you must have felt reading the newspapers here in Washington. I think that's one of the problems in this city. The people who live and work here, particularly in government, see only the biased press and really begin to lose track of what the rest of America is like. Thank you for the work that you did on the inaugural. I happen to think it was wonderful and something this country needed for its morale. And I agree with you completely about Charles and Mary Jane. They are good friends. And Nancy and I feel very fortunate to have them. Again, thanks for your letter, and best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Robert Fryer, F-R-Y-E-R. Dear Bobby, thanks so much for your letter, and thanks even more for serving on the task force. I am enthused and optimistic, and know that you're all going to prove we didn't need the government doing that. goes to Officer Steve Peters. Dear Officer Peters, thank you very much for your letter, which was forwarded on to me by Dr. Davis. I was happy to learn of your project there, quote, take a bite out of crime, unquote, and want to commend you all for what you're doing. Please give my special regards to McGruff, capital MC, capital GRUFF, and it's in quotation marks. I hope there will be an occasion when I can meet all of you, and particularly Mrs. Peters, alias McGruff. Thank you, too, for the snapshots. Best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Dr. Joseph R. Wilder, W-I-L-D-E-R, M-D. Dear Dr. Wilder, I have only just received your letter of June 18th, so the White House reception has come and gone. I hope you enjoyed yourself. In all the crush, I can't be sure whether we met or not, but I want to thank you for what you've told me about going on NBC at the time of my little episode. I'm most grateful for your kind and generous words about me, and will treasure the line about my biologic age. Thank you again, and best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. J, J-A-Y, Steiner, S-T-E-I-N-E-R. Dear Mr. Steiner, what a happy surprise when I got on Air Force One to find your gift to me, that very handsome Stetson. You were more than kind and generous to do that, and I truly am grateful. I can assure you, I am happier when I'm wearing Western dress than I am in my sincere blue suit here in the office each day. Again, my heartfelt thanks. Best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. John O. Kohler, K-O-E-H-L-E-R. And I'd like to have his letter back because of the content. Dear John, forgive me for being so tardy in answering your letter, but I can only excuse myself on the press of business and a little traveling. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your giving me all the information that you gathered. It adds a great deal to my knowledge of what is going on over there in the captive nations. I was particularly interested to read your comments about the resurgence of religion. I have had a feeling, particularly in view of the Pope's visit to Poland, that religion might very well turn out to be the Soviets' Achilles' heel. I've had some reports that it is even going on in an underground way in Russia itself. I know I'm being criticized for not having made a great speech outlining what would be the Reagan foreign policy. I have a foreign policy. just don't happen to think that it's wise to always stand up and put in quotation marks in front of the world what your foreign policy is. I'm a believer in quiet diplomacy, and so far we've had several quite triumphant experiences by using that method. The problem is you can't talk about it afterward, or then you can't do it again. Please give Dorothy my very best regards, and again thanks to you for a most informative letter. Sincerely, Ron. This one to John F. McIntyre, Jr. Dear Mr. McIntyre, capital M-C, capital I-N-T-Y-R-E. I'm glad you wrote as you did and have allowed me the opportunity to speak to your concern. Please have no fear. My attitude with regard to Taiwan has not changed, and they are aware of this. I keep in contact. They know what we must do with regard to the People's Republic, but they know also that we are going to maintain the relationship that we have had in the past and that I have supported and endorsed during the campaign. I have personally visited Taiwan on two occasions, have met with the president and other high government officials there, and as I said before, we do maintain a contact. Taiwan is a longtime friend and ally, and I will not be a party to tossing her overboard. Again, thanks for giving me the opportunity to comment, and best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Robert A. Boehme, I guess, B-O-E-H-M-E. He's the principal of a high school where this is going. Dear Mr. Boehme, I can't tell you how much I appreciated your letter. It was most kind of you to give me an account of the ensemble, that's capital E-N-S-E-M-B-L-E, ensemble's trip to Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Japan. I have visited each of those places on official missions for the government. I was particularly interested in your account of the visit to Taiwan. I have the greatest admiration for those people and what they have done. I might add, I have a great admiration for what you and the young people of your school have done. I don't think anyone could find better goodwill ambassadors than America's young people. Please give that group my very best regards and my thanks for what they have done to serve our country. And thanks to you again for taking the time and trouble to write me of this experience. I assure you, your letter is going to be seen in our diplomatic circles here in Washington. Best regards, Ronald Reagan. Could you return this letter to me after it's answered?